Today is the feast day of the great Saint Dominic, priest and founder of the order of preachers known as the Dominicans. Saint Dominic was born in Castile, Spain in the year 1170. He only lived to be 52 years of age, but during his short lifetime, founded one of the greatest religious orders in the Catholic Church. He was the youngest of four children. His mother is also a saint, Blessed Joan. After her death, he was raised and trained by his uncle, who was a priest. He felt a desire as a young man to enter religious life, and he joined a religious order that followed the rule of St. Augustine. And really, for the next 6 years of his life, Dominic would spend this time in prayer and contemplation and meditation. He memorized the Gospel of Matthew. He memorized most of the writings of St. Paul. And he was more or less content to live a contemplative life until he was asked by his bishop to travel with him to Sweden to arrange a Catholic marriage between King Alfonso IV and a Catholic princess. And so he decided he would travel with the bishop, and they went their way through southern France. And this is where he got exposed to the terrible heresy that was raging in southern France at that time, called the Albigensian heresy. The Albigensian heresy was sort of the resurrection of the Manichaean heresy of old, that said that the spirit was good, but anything material, anything physical, was evil, according to them. So they denied the incarnation. They denied that God could have taken flesh and become man. They denied the Eucharist, because they said there's no way that God would come into a host. And they also would promote anti-life things. They said it was wrong to get married. It was wrong to procreate, to have children. They encouraged suicide. They encouraged infanticide, abortion, contraception. It was the culture of death that they were promoting. And this shocked the bishop and St. Dominic. And they said, we must do something about this. And so they began to go around preaching. They began to develop an order which became known as the Order of Preachers. The bishop soon died and Dominic was left alone, but pretty soon a few other young men followed him, and the order was begun. The first thing that Dominic did, though, was to establish a contemplative order of nuns to pray for their preaching. And what great wisdom that was, that they would be out preaching the gospel, but they had this group of very dedicated nuns doing prayer and penance behind the scenes, praying for their apostolate, praying for their work. So they began to fight this terrible heresy. They began to, in this order, spend time as mendicants, going around preaching and begging for their food, studying the Bible, studying Catholic apologetics, and then preaching the Word of God and traveling to these different places. This was at the same time that St. Francis had established the Franciscan Order. And Francis especially focused on the poor and helping the poor. The Franciscans would wear their brown robes or their gray robes and the white belt. The Dominicans would wear the white habit and the black belt. And they would set up their order in especially university cities. St. Dominic felt that somebody had to try to reach the educated classes, the wealthy especially, to try to reach out to university students. And so he would always establish his order in university cities. And it was a beautiful way that God worked to, both through the Franciscans and through the Dominicans, to reach all of God's people. Many saintly Dominicans have arisen in the history of the Church. St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Catherine of Siena, Pope St. Pius V, the great Pope of Lepanto fame. And even today, 500 years, no, 800 years later, that's the reason why the popes wear the white cassock, because Pope Pius V was a Dominican. He wore his white habit underneath his papal garments, and so ever since then, the last 800 years, the popes have always wore white. During the life of St. Dominic, he only lived six more years after the founding of the order, And they were having a very difficult time trying to convert the Albigensians, but something dramatic changed. Our Lady gave them the rosary, and St. Dominic began to preach the Holy Rosary. And this is what to help to convert southern France and to end the Albigensian heresy. They say 300,000 people were converted once Dominic began preaching the rosary. Because every time we pray the rosary, we say the greatest pro-life prayer imaginable. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And by preaching this, it began to convert hearts. People began to respect the dignity of the human person, began to respect the unborn child, and it helped to crush the Albigensian heresy. In our society today, we know we live in a sort of a neo-Albigensian heresy, where there is this anti-life mentality, this pro-contraception, pro-sterilization, pro-abortion, suicidal culture in which we live. How do we combat it? The same way Dominic combated it, through prayer, penance, study of our faith, and propagation of the Holy Rosary. St. Dominic died in the year 1221 at the age of 52. He was canonized just 13 years after his death. So let us learn from him this great devotion to Our Lady, to try to change this culture of death in which we live, to promote goodness and holiness and truth, and to promote the sanctity of all human life from conception until natural death. I give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Dominic. I encourage you to venerate the relic of this great saint after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Dominic, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.